Young is here to greet you, everybody, everywhere. Every Friday at this time he comes to say hello by air. Brought to you
by a tanner for the style of beauty.
And by talent.
For well-groomed hair. Vitalis, two products you should know on the Alan Young Show.
It's Friday night again, and as usual, we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. As we join Alan, he's just starting down the street on the way to the house of his girlfriend, Beth.
Beautiful evening. Oh, at Daniel's drugstore. I'll weigh myself on this scale outside here. You gained 20 pounds. I kind of thought so. I've been feeling so powerful lately. So rugged. It must be 20 pounds of solid. Solid. Hey, kid, get off the scale. Well, weight's the same as ever. 124. Well, better be on my way to Betty's house, I guess. I got such friendly neighbors. Hello there, Mrs. Tyler. Hello, Mrs. Meadowbrook. Lovely evening this evening. There's my new neighbor, Lana LaRose. Clothesline of hers always slows me down. What colors? Pink, white, blue, and wow, black. Let's see, what else is up there? Oh, thought she wasn't naturally that thin. Well, I'll see. Here's Betty's house. Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, you got your hat and coat on, huh?
Well, Alan, I thought we were going to the movies.
Betty, we've been to the movies twice this month. If we go tonight, it'll have to be Dutch Street.
Okay, Alan. If you like, this time you can buy your own ticket. Why don't we go see The Strange Love of Martha Argerich?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yes, Alan. Look at what the advertisement says.
Hmm?
Wild emotions that fuse love and hate.
Gee.
Savage anger and unrestrained violence. A conflict that could lead only to murder.
Couldn't we go see that one in the daytime? Betty, why don't we just stay at home tonight and sit on the couch?
Oh, Alan, I thought you were leading up to something like this. All we ever do when we sit at home is look at my family album.
We won't look at your family album tonight, Betty. Brought mine over. I'll just open it up here.
Oh, Alan, I had my heart set on going to the movies tonight. I want to see something sad.
Just take a look at Aunt Minnie on page 36.
But I want to see a double feature.
Take another look at Aunt Minnie.
Alan, I can't get angry with you. If you'd rather sit home and look at your album, well, I guess that's what I want to do, too.
Oh, Daddy.
I'd better tell Daddy we're staying in tonight. He thought we were going to the movies. Mm-hmm.
You heard what I said, Joe.
Oh, Daddy's on the phone.
Listen, Joe, I don't care if you have got the Cucamonga killer. He isn't going to win back the golden horseshoe from our club. We'll find a fighter here in Van Nuys that'll beat the stuffings out of him. You'll hear from me later.
Daddy.
Betty, please. Here I am, the president of Van Nuys Social and Athletic Club, and I can't find anybody to defend Van Nuys against the Cucamonga killer.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, what is it, Betty?
Well, I just want to tell you that Alan and I decided not to go to the movies tonight.
I don't blame you, Betty. You want to go to a bowling alley with that pinhead. Then I can't waste time. I got to get on the phone and find somebody to fight the Cucamonga killer.
We'll be in the other room, Dad. Well, I told Daddy we're staying in, Alan.
Hmm.
Now, let's look at your album.
Okay, Betty. Now, first look at this picture of my mother and father.
Oh.
Yeah, now look at this picture here.
Alan, why did you skip the second page?
Oh, Betty, let's just go on.
Well, I want to see the picture you skipped.
Oh, Betty.
Alan?
Okay, there it is.
Oh, Alan, what a cute bearskin rug. Where are you?
Underneath, I was shy. Here's a picture I want you to see, Betty. My great-uncle on my father's side. One of the greatest prize fighters of his day. Young the Battling Dragon, they used to call him.
Oh, you sound very proud of him, Alan.
Oh, I am. But look, I kept a scrapbook of all his fights. Took me 3 weeks to put these articles together. Look at them, see? Young scores KO. Young flattens another opponent. Young beats...
What's all this?
Oh, Mr. Litton Pepper, just showing Betty my scrapbook.
Hey, let me see those articles. Young flattens another opponent. Young scores 18th knockout in a row. Alan, my boy! Why didn't you ever tell me about this?
I don't like to brag.
What a scrapbook. When did you do all this?
Took me about 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Betty, please, get Joe Mitchell on the phone right away.
Joe Mitchell? Didn't you just talk to him, Dad?
Please, Betty, this is no time for questions.
Okay, then.
Alan, my boy. If everything works out, you'll be engaged to Betty very soon.
I will?
Yes, yes, and I'll see to it that you never have to worry about money. I'll take you into my business, and after you're married, Betty will have minks and foxes.
I was hoping for regular kids like everybody else.
Mitchell's on the phone.
I'll be back in a minute, Alan. Don't go away, my boy.
Betty, what's happened to your father? He acted as though he liked me.
Oh, Dad's all upset. He's having some trouble with the Van Nuys Businessmen's Club.
Gee, treated me like an old pal.
Well, Alan, my boy.
Yes, Mr. Litton Pepper? Old pal?
You're, feeling pretty fit, are you?
Yeah, fine.
I mean, you're in pretty good condition.
Ah, great.
Oh, that's good, because tomorrow night, you're fighting the Cucamonga Killer.
Ah! Ah?
The roughest, toughest fighter in all California. You're going to beat his brains in, aren't you?
Ah!
Alan, my boy, it was wonderful of you to volunteer. We'll call you the Van Nuys Dragon. And, Alan, I'll see to it that this brave action will be rewarded. Alan, it's all settled.
But, Dad, I think you ought to
never
know.
Never mind, never mind. Better leave the details to me. You and Alan run along to the movies. And the tweet's on me.
If that Cucamonga Killer ever hits me...
Why don't you go see The Green Years? It's a swell picture.
He's got a punch like a mule.
If you like a good thriller, go see Notorious.
Maybe I ought to see something more appropriate, like The Big Sleep.
Listen, it's your smile and your teeth, and they're mighty important to you. So listen to what dentists say.
A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but the dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So, if you're not using Ipana toothpaste and massage right now, why don't you try it? Ipana was designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And it's firm, healthy gums, you know, that are so important to sound teeth, a bright, more sparkling smile. So get yourself a tube of Ipana and try this.
Brush your teeth every day with Ipana. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip and gently massage it on your gums.
That's all there is to it. Try it, won't you, for your smile of beauty? Get started now with Ipana toothpaste. I-P-A-N-A. Ipana. And now let's peek into Alan Young's backyard, where the unwilling holder of the title Van Nuys Dragon is training for his fight with the Cucamonga Killer. We find him getting a few pointers from his pal, Zero.
Yeah?
Watch me hit him with a left. Take that! And that.
Atta boy. Now you're giving it to him. Use your right.
Okay, my right.
Alan, you knocked him down.
Yeah. As you're set the dummy up again.
Okay, Alan. Let's try it again now. He's all set for another round.
All right, you. Take that. And that. And that. And that.
Well, you can't win them all, Alan. Get up.
I guess I'm hopeless, Cyril. I just wasn't cut out to be a fighter.
Dad, don't worry. I'll have you in good shape for tomorrow night, me pal. You know, this is me old racket fighting.
I didn't know you were a fighter, Cyril.
Certainly. Oh, what a career I had in the ring. Hmm? Hot Shot Flanagan, technical KO. Cauliflower Kelly, technical KO. Slugger Sampson, technical KO.
Now, Cyril, why did...
I was the one who was getting KO.
Yeah, I'm worried about that Cucamonga.
Oh, kid. You got nothing to worry about, Alan. Let's see what kind of shape you're in now. Make a muscle.
Make a muscle, yeah. Okay. Feel it.
Which arm did you make the muscle in?
The one with a big bulge in it. The left.
Oh.
No, the right. No, it's the left. It was there a minute ago.
All right, now, let's try some of that deep breathing. Here's a tape measure.
Okay, Zero.
First, I'll measure your chest normal.
Yeah.
And let's see, that's 33. Uh-huh. Now, take a deep breath. Expand it. 26.
Oh, what's the good? That guy'll kill me. Me, a fighter. And the name they gave me. The Van Nuys Dragon. Tonight, I'll really be dragging.
Oh, stop worrying, Alan. Remember I told you that fighting's my old racket? Well, I get a little surprised.
Surprised?
Yeah. The Cucamonga Killer is an old pal of mine. And I had a long talk with him. I asked him to treat you very gentle.
How gentle?
Well, he'll swing nice and easy like he's playing a pinball machine.
I'll still come out tilted.
Look, I asked him to come over here this afternoon, Alan, so you could talk things over with him.
You mean the killer is coming over here?
Yeah, sure. Oh, here he comes through the gate now. Hey, hello there, killer.
Hey, it's your own.
Killer, I want you to meet me pal, the Van Nuys Dragon.
Pleased to meet you, too.
This the guy I'm fighting?
Are you one of us tough guys, too, killer?
Yeah. I like to tear people in half. Then I throw one half to the east, the other half to the west.
So mine, I'd like to go south for the winter.
This boy's a riot.
You're really so strong, huh?
I can take a car and knock off the fenders one by one.
Any California driver can do that.
Look, Alan, if this Cucamonga Killer is a pal of mine, he'd do anything for me. He'll even let you knock him out and win the fight.
Me?
Yeah.
Me win from the killer?
Anything for Zero.
Gee, that's swell, but I wouldn't want to hurt the killer.
Ah, nobody can hurt the killer. Go ahead, punch me in a bread basket.
No, I don't want to hurt you.
Go ahead, punch me in a bread basket.
Well, you insist. Right in the bread basket. Ooh. What do you got in there, Rye Crisp?
Well, so long. I'll see you later.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye, killer.
So long.
Nice man. The fight's all fixed now. I got nothing to worry about.
Look, Alan, we got some more exercising to do. At least you got to look good.
Okay. I'll show you how strong I am, Zero. Hand me that phone book.
Okay, Alan. You think you can do it?
Can I? Oh, can I do it? Watch me tear this in half. That takes care of the cover. Now for the rest of it. There's that Hubert Updike.
Hubert Updike?
Yeah, I told you about him, the richest guy in the whole world. He's got too darn much money. He and that chauffeur who drives him around.
Well, a lot of people got a chauffeur to drive them around.
Inside their house? Why should I worry about Hubert? After the I win the fight tonight, Betty won't see anybody but me.
Well, I'm here. I'm glad they say to each his own, because look what I've got all to myself.
Hubert, you look upset.
Oh, yes, I am, Alan. I had a terrible experience today.
Huh?
You know how thick those rugs are in my living room?
The thickest rugs in the world.
Well, my butler quit this morning, and there was nobody to lead me to the door.
Hubert, I'd like you to meet my best friend, Zero.
Well, I'm
certainly glad to meet up with you.
Heavens, a Yale man. Alan, tell this individual to turn the other way. We're breathing the same air.
If that's the cream of society, it must be turning into cheese.
Oh, Mother, I've been outwitted by a peasant.
But I'm too busy to listen to you two guys bicker. Zero, get in my boxing truck.
I'd better get out of here anyway. If they ever catch me talking to this character, I'd lose me standing down at the pool room. Well, I'll see you later, Alan. And don't forget to do your road work.
Yeah.
Road work? Alan, are you back on the WPI?
Yeah. I'm training for a fight. Tonight I'm fighting the Cucamonga Killer.
The Cucamonga Killer? Oh, he's a fierce one. Oh, Alan, roses are red, violets are blue. Go buy yourself a window because it's curtains for you. Oh, that was a witty one. Yeah.
It so happens I'm going to win that fight tonight, Hubert.
Yes, but I could probably make a better showing than you, Alan. I do a lot of exercise. I work out in my James every morning.
James? You mean Jim.
At my house, we never use nicknames.
Oh.
But I'm really quite proficient in the art of self-defense.
How come... Self-defense? I see. How come you know so much about boxing?
Well, every day I spar a few rounds with my butlers. Mm-hmm. And Alan and I give them a merciless beating. Mm-hmm. I hit them with lefts and rights. I just knock the stuffings out of them.
Don't they ever hurt you?
Oh, they're not allowed to hit back.
Listen, you, but I might as well tell you now that you've lost Betty. I'm knocking out the Cucamonga Killer tonight.
Yes, well, you sound like a very confident man.
It's a sure thing, Hubert. All roses are red, violets are meat. I've got Betty, and you're up the creek. Oh, that was a witty one. You hardly, hardly.
Well, it seems to me I've got something to attend to. Arrowowl. Hello, hello. Is this Mr. Keller? The Cucamonga Killer? Well, this is Hubert Updike III. Would you like to make $10,000? You would. Well, if you beat Alan Young to a pulp tonight, it's yours. Oh, bully. Just plain bully! Hello, Zero.
Hello, Mr. Wallington. Yeah, you caught me at a bad moment. I'm just on my way out.
Oh, going to see Alan Young on his way out, too, eh?
Seems to me you believe Alan Young is going to get slaughtered tonight.
Why, I'm as sure as I'm standing here that the Cucamonga Killer will beat his ears in.
You sound as if you're in the know. You sound like a burrow of information.
Oh, no. No, Zero. The word is bureau. A burrow is a jackass.
You got $2. Will you try for $4?
Well, now, wait. Wait a minute. What makes you think Alan Young will win?
Things can be arranged. Besides, he's in good shape. He's had a 4-hour workout every day.
A 4-hour workout?
Well, you can't get in shape with less than a 4-hour workout.
Oh, Zero, how easy your job would have been if it was only his hair you were trying to keep in shape. You'd need only Vitalis and the 60-second workout. Just 60 seconds with this famous hair grooming preparation, and dry, unruly hair becomes as manageable as a sleeping baby. It's so easy, too. All you do is put a little Vitalis on your scalp, and for just 50 seconds, you rub briskly. And then for 10 seconds, you comb. That's all. But what a change. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way, without that objectionable patent leather shine, without that plastered-down look. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens a tight, dry scalp, routes loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Vitalis is available at drugstores everywhere. So to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. And now it's the Smart Set with that cute little novelty song, Everybody Kiss Your Sweetheart.
If you're listening to a love song, dancing with the one you love, when the music stops, Everybody kiss your sweetheart. If you hear somebody singing, every word you're thinking of. When the music stops, everybody kiss your sweetheart. It's your chance to find romance the easy way. A game you'll say, any pair of lips can play.
And before the song is over, any little dream can start.
So when the music stops, everybody kiss your sweetheart. Here's your chance to romance with the one you love. If you're listening to a band and he says the music's grand and he wants to hold your hand when the music stops, everybody kiss your sweetheart. Here's your chance to find romance the easy way. A game you'll say, any pair of lips can play. And before the song is over, any little dream can start. Oh, and the music stops. Start in to kiss, don't reminisce, baby. Kiss your sweetheart.
Little does Alan know it, but the Cucamonga Killer has double-crossed him. The killer has received a bribe from Hubert Updike, and instead of letting Alan box, he's going to make sure Alan winds up in one. So we now take you to the dressing room of the Van Nuys Social and Athletic Club, where Alan is blissfully unaware of any change in plans.
This rub down will keep your muscles in shape, Alan.
Yeah, dear, that stuff stings. Are you sure it's good rubbing alcohol?
Good. Down at the pool room, we don't drink nothing else.
Oh.
Now look, now, I got to get on with this rub down.
Yeah. Wow, Jim, take it easy.
Hey, lie still. Hmm. I got to toughen you up.
I'm going to face him, not back into him.
Look, Alan, it's almost time for the fight. I got to go get your gloves.
Okay, Jim. Young, just look at yourself in the mirror. What a hunk of man. Broad shoulders, rippling muscles under that tough, tawny skin, those bulging biceps, that magnificent physique. Young, you're crazy. Oh, hello, old pal. How you been, old pal? Old pal?
Young, I'm gonna murder you.
You're gonna do what to me, old pal?
I'm gonna murder you.
Well, you can't kill her. Think what you're doing. You're Zero's friend, and Zero's my friend, and you can't do this to your friend-in-law.
I'm gonna smash you to a pulp. I'll see you in a ring, sucker.
He's gonna kill me. He's gonna tear me in half and throw half of me to the east and half of me to the west. And never again shall my twain meet. What am I gonna do?
Hello, Alan.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Alan, what's wrong? I thought I'd find you calm and collected.
Well, I'm calm, but in 10 minutes I'm going to be collected.
Alan, I think you're wonderful. Yeah. You're defending the honor of Van Nuys. Mm. You're all the heroes of history rolled into one. Mm. You're a knight on a white charger. You're Paul Revere on his gallant steed. You're the plainsman on his bucking bronco.
That's life. Everybody's got a horse except me, and I need one.
Alan, look at that golden horseshoe over there. If you win the fight, that stays here in Van Nuys. Daddy will be so happy, and Alan, I'll be so proud.
You will, Betty?
Oh, another man will be afraid of having his brains knocked out. But, Alan, you have nothing to worry about. Well, I'll see you after the fight, Alan.
Oh, Betty, before you go, would you give me a kiss?
Well, don't you want me to kiss you after the fight?
No, I'd rather have it now while I still have lips.
Well, all right. Oh, hello, Zero. Good luck, Alan.
Zero, I'm glad you're back.
What's the matter?
The killer. He's double-crossed us.
Double-crossed us?
Yeah. He said he was going to murder me now.
After I fixed the fight. What a crook. You can't even live up to a dishonest bargain. All we want is a fair advantage.
Yeah. What are we going to do now?
I'll leave everything to me, Alan. Here, slip these boxing gloves on.
Okay.
No, no, Alan. One hand in each glove. Okay. Now you're all set for the fight. Come on. All right.
And now, folks, the fighters are on their way to the ring. Walking down the aisle now. Now they're climbing into the ring. In the far corner, we have the Cucamonga Killer. And in this corner, we have... Goodness, what do we have? Boys are now in the center of the ring, talking to the referee. The referee pats Young on the back. Young's down! But he's up again. Now they're back in their corners, waiting for round one.
Oh, Zero, there's the warning signal.
Don't be nervous, Sal. Yeah. And remember, he can't hit you below the belt, so pull your pants up high.
I can't pull up any higher. I got to peek over the top now. Gee, the killer looks so big. Hello, pal. He hates me.
Come on out and fight.
Yeah, wait, there's been a big mistake. We can't fight yet. Nobody said a word about Gillette Blue Blade.
Now the boys are out in the middle of the ring, sparring for an opening.
Come on, Young, and meet the champion. I eat guys like you for breakfast.
That's me, the breakfast of champions.
Still sparring around in there. The killer's moving in close.
Alan, hit him, hit him.
Three, four, five. He's not even trying to get up. Seven, eight, nine. He's out. The winner and champion of San Fernando Valley, the Van Nuys Dragon, Alan Young.
Please, please, everybody, out of my dressing room. Clear the place. The champion wants a bit of privacy.
Alan, you were magnificent.
The champion thanks you, girl.
Alan, my boy, you are wonderful. But there's something I want to tell you.
Quiet, the prize, man, the prize.
That's the champion. What I'm trying to say, Alan. The golden horseshoe seems to be missing.
Missing? The champion wants his prize.
Alan, take it easy.
The champion won the fight, and the champion wants his prize.
Look, everybody out, the champion's got to get dressed, will you?
Well, I'll see you later. Great fight, my boy.
Bye, Alan. Oh, you were wonderful.
Heard of such a thing. The champion won his prize. The champion wants his prize.
You really want that golden horseshoe, huh?
I most certainly do.
Well, let me loosen your glove. Now raise your hand up. There's your golden horseshoe, champ.
Oh, that's how I won the fight. You put that horseshoe in my glove. Zero, if you think I'm going to accept a hollow victory based on cheap trickery, if you think I can remain quiet and be called a champion under this flagrant fraud... Thanks, pal. Thanks, friends. During the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night.
Mom, when one of the kids catch cold, as kids often do, you know, you ought to get started right away with a really modern chest rub. Minute Rub. Minute Rub works fast to give relief to that cold discomfort. All you do is rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing vapors get to work. In a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors begin to clear up that stuffed-up feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen. Here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it can't stain clothes and bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and let Minute Rub give relief from annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. This is Jimmy Wallington to remind you that The Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. Part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus and Zero by Charlie Cantor. Music is by George Weil. And remember...
We'll be seeing you next Friday. We thought you'd like to know at this time and on this station with the Alan Young Show when we shall entertain you with nothing but the best. All you do is just relax and we will do the rest.
Vitana, Vitalis, new products you should know on the Allen Young, Allen Young, Allen Young Show.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.